It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Paul Manafort may end up spending the rest of his time awaiting trial behind bars. Special counsel Robert Mueller's team filed a late-night motion in federal court accusing Manafort of witness tampering and asking a judge to revoke his bail. Rachel Maddow had the breaking news Monday night.
The special counsel has just filed a motion tonight in federal court in Washington, D.C., where Trump's campaign chair, Paul Manafort, is awaiting trial on multiple felony charges, from bank fraud to money laundering to failure to register as a foreign lobbyist. Paul Manafort's trial is set to begin in Virginia this summer. His D.C. trial is set to begin in September. He's been out on bail. Basically, he's been on sort of a version of house arrest, waiting for those trials to start. But tonight, in this filing, Robert Mueller, the special counsel's office, has told the court that Paul Manafort has violated the conditions of his release. According to the special counsel's office, Manafort has attempted to tamper with potential witnesses for his upcoming trial. The prosecutors are alleging in this filing that after he was hit with a second round of indictments in February, Manafort appears to have contacted former business associates, people who may have been party to some of the activity that the special counsel has been investigating and that the special counsel has charged against him. These are potential witnesses in the Mueller investigation or for Manafort's trial. According to prosecutors tonight, Manafort contacted those witnesses by phone and also by using an encrypted messaging service. According to prosecutors, one witness Manafort allegedly contacted has told the special counsel that, at least from the witness's point of view, these calls and messages from Manafort were clearly an effort by Manafort to, quote, suborn perjury, essentially to coach these other people to falsely answer questions from the special counsel in order to help Manafort's case. So prosecutors in this surprise filing tonight, they say that this behavior from Manafort, it violates the terms of his release. They are asking the judge to revise the terms on which he has been released or to revoke those terms entirely. In plain English, that means that what prosecutors are asking this judge for tonight, they're asking the judge to consider revoking Manafort's bail. They're asking the judge to consider putting Paul Manafort in jail while he awaits trial.
Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani stepped in it on Sunday when he claimed the president had the right to pardon himself.
Do you and the president's attorneys believe the president has the power to pardon himself?
He's not, but he probably does. I mean, he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably does. It doesn't say he can't. I mean, that's another really interesting constitutional argument. Can the president pardon himself?
I think it's an open question?
I used to run the pardon attorney. It would be an open question. I think it would probably get answered by, gosh, that's what the Constitution says, and if you want to change it, change it. But, yeah.
Donald Trump himself backed up that assertion Monday morning by tweeting, "As has been stated by numerous legal scholars, I have the absolute right to pardon myself. But why would I do that when I have done nothing wrong?" The White House also seems to have gotten its wires crossed over the president's dictating a statement on behalf of Don Jr. regarding that infamous Trump Tower meeting in June 2016. MSNBC's Brian Williams has more.
We're also learning important details about the initial White House statement, the response to the news of that Trump Tower meeting in 2016 that contradict previous statements from Trump's legal team and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now, according to this letter obtained by the New York Times, Trump's lawyers write, quote, "You have received all of the notes, communications, and testimony indicating that the president dictated a short but accurate response to the New York Times article on behalf of his son, Donald Trump Jr." But last summer, Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow and Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump did not dictate or draft that statement.
The president did not draft the response. The response came from Donald Trump Jr., and I'm sure in consultation with his lawyer. I do want to be clear that the president was not involved in the drafting of the statement and did not issue the statement. It came from Donald Trump Jr., so that's what I can tell you.
He certainly didn't dictate, but, you know, he, like I said, he weighed in, offered suggestion like any father would do.
Well, during today's White House press briefing, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was repeatedly asked about her previous comment on the drafting of this statement.
What's the reason for that discrepancy?
Like you said, this is from a letter from the outside counsel, and I direct you to them to answer that question.
I wonder if you could tell us the basis of your comment when you made that in August, and do you think that still stands? Is that still an operative statement, or do you retract that?
Once again, this is a reference back to a letter from the outside counsel. I understand, but it's also pertaining to a letter from the president's outside counsel, and therefore I can't answer, and I would direct you to them.
How can we believe what you're saying from the podium if his lawyers are saying it's entirely inaccurate?
Once again, I can't comment on a letter from the president's outside counsel. I direct you to them to answer.
Trump on Monday abruptly announced the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles would not visit the White House on Tuesday, citing the team's participation in national anthem protests. Fewer than 10 members of the team were planning on attending. Tuesday is primary day in California, Iowa, Montana, New Jersey, Alabama, Mississippi, South Dakota, and New Mexico. Get out and vote. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.